So I had several questions about various bits and bobs of stuff that I do, that we do at Active State, how we use various things. So we will just going to go through and show some of the stuff that. So here is basically old version of. Let me open actually the. As you see, I have two versions of the TDK installed. You can always have as many versions of ActiveTickle and TDK that you want installed. So going over some of the older versions, and I'll pop it up next to newer versions. So one, people can just basically see what the difference is as they look one next to the other. I hope it looks somewhat the same. We don't want to ruin people's ability to. Oh, the contrast there is horrible. So we're getting a lot of washout on the color. But you have this version is 3.2. It's the current public one. And we're seeing. Now we've lost it all. There we go. That's more true to life there. We have the B widgets in use for the tabs. Essentially, any of the extended widgets in here are using B widgets. So the combo box here is a B widgets combo box, and all of this stuff is transformed into the tile versions here. So we have a tile combo box, the tile check buttons, tile entries. You'll see the subtle differences in all the things. So you really using all of the native fun bits there. So that would just be one of the applications. Another, I wanted to show the tree control in use. So let's see what the Virtual File System Explorer is an application in the dev kit that basically it's kind of a Windows Explorer clone. Going to the new one now. But its real purpose is if you go ahead and go in and find yourself a base kit, something like this. Then you go ahead and say mount that selection, and then you go ahead and wander through and see exactly what's in that base kit. Or it could be whatever star kit or star pack you have. You can copy stuff out of it, copy it to a different folder. Just it's a lot easier to use that way. And I think you can see the elements here. Both this left-hand element and the right-hand element are tree control widgets. That's tree and then CTRL, in case you Google for it. Here you see that even the tree control has its own themed elements now, so we're using the theme shading on this side. And the little plus and minus buttons, it's kind of hard to see at this resolution, but the little plus and minus are the softer XP shading. And if you happen to switch this over to a Mac, this is going to automatically work, of course, right? Because it's a Mac, right? What's my magic to mirror?
Did you detect a spike?
No. What do I? Just function F7 here. What do I have to do for the?
Screen up on your menu bar.
He doesn't have it turned on. Bring up this configure gizmo.
He doesn't have that either.
This one.
Why isn't the function of something?
Is it doing something?
These Macintosh gizmos, what are they useful for?
That's the one.
So
it just goes to show a Linux hacker can make a Mac hard to use.
Detect displays.
There we go.
Maybe I didn't plug it in all the way or something.
It's coming. There we go.
Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Yeah, where's my?
It's coming.
Yeah, but I lost mine. I've got a blank display now. Okay. Okay. So, this is all that I wanted to show. It still needs a little bit of work. The toolbar is still somewhat XP-ish. We might go to the OS X toolbar. Unfortunately, that would require somebody with icon experience to make real nice OS X icons, and we're finding it hard to find to contract somebody for that. Oh, send us his email. We're desperately looking for somebody like that. But you see here again the tree control with the Macintosh style stuff and. Again, here on the left side, it's not exactly perfect. You can see when the triangle is drawn that it does occlude some of the dotted lines, but it looks pretty nice and all cross-platform in that respect. And probably just for little shits and giggles, we can look at something that isn't properly ported, and what happens when you don't have the when you just take your app and dump it on OS X, what it's going to end up looking like. You're going to end up with something like this. This window comes from my use of checking that the platform is Unix, not checking that the windowing system is Aqua. If you use a B-widget's tab notebook, yes, that does become some sort of black-on-black highlighting. Very effective. There are some issues here. Oh, look, this is supposed to open to the right size, but it doesn't. So here I'll expose the bits that are hiding. There's the other one. And it's all rather awkward. I think there's some lovely, even more ugly preferences and project settings windows and things like that get chopped around, and again, you have the B-widgets notebook. So that's one thing. If you are using the B-widgets notebook, if this is what it looks like on OS X, just in case you have not seen it before. The combo boxes are, yep, I guess we're not getting nothing to, oh yes, it displays behind the dialogue because the settings aren't right. So you see I've actually clicked that, and it is depressed, and there is the combo box. Yeah.
I don't see why TK's got this reputation for having bad UI.
Yeah. So the OS X side is a little rough, and I did actually have to make some fixes in Tile to not have the same sort of issues, but there's a little bit more work to be done because some of this, like the dropping back of the combo box and a few other issues, are to be dealt with at the TK level. The rest of them are actually to be dealt with by using themed widgets. And this is, you know, the pain that you end up with. I think if we get the one that allows us to try. Oh, I love this one. The fact that you see no contrast here and no bordering on that actually is the way it does look on the screen. So you get these flat list boxes that just very unfriendly and weird. And we had the one for color around here. Where's our preferences that allows us to set colors? Thought that was around here somewhere. So I can't see that one. But it's yet another one that is dying for. Cannot locate a fixed font on this system. Well, that's very unfortunate. So there's my preferences screen. So now you see why there is no OS X version of this yet. The debugger is the last of the apps that we actually really need to port over. The other ones, we do have all the native UIs, as you saw with the VFSE. They need various fixes, but Those are essentially the bits that I wanted to point out between those changes. So if anyone else had, you know, other particular questions as to other kinds of widgets that can be used and a lot of the theming stuff, we have been spending a lot of time figuring out what works, what doesn't, fixing various bits, and we're even getting this all working now on the Mac. So that's about it. Brian? Yes, the theme awareness is in the 2.1 that is actually shipped in also the latest active tickle. You have to get the theme awareness, you have to add and option add star tree control dot use theme. It actually has a dash use theme now in the tree control has a dash use theme option, and I set an option here. You can see very tiny at the bottom here, but there's just, you can add that option, then it'll always try and use the theme stuff. The only thing about that is I'm not sure, it might try and barf if it wasn't possible, but I haven't seen a system yet where it was not able to load some what its opinion of the themed stuff is.
What's the overall status and robustness of TK Aqua at this point?
It is fairly robust, and you really can do proper looking user interfaces. I have some others. You can make it work so that if I pop up the VFSE again, now I am running this. This is the it's not wrapped into an application, so it still thinks it's running as Wish because I actually am running Rish with the command line. But you could edit these about Tickle and TK, and well, actually, I have an app where I've done a proper version of that. So if I go too far up. Oh, I didn't. Where is? So this is actually just a GUI builder app. You can get it where you can do the about box that looks right underneath this. So all that functionality is in TK, where this would, it's by default, it's picking the name of the application and it calls itself GUI builder when the user sees it shipped. We have the preferences. This is the Mac system standard. So under Windows, when you either put it under edit or under tools, depending on who's decided for the standards that day, different Microsoft apps choose different places to put these things. Very confusing. But under Mac, preferences go under that menu, and they go with the command, the Apple comma, as the option. And you know, you can set all that stuff up. You do different things. Like here we have a menu button being the behavior that you click on it and you get that kind of menu button. That is considered an Apple standard not to use a spin box. So in Windows and in Unix, we use a spin box there. And in Apple, we use a menu button just because that's the way it is. You'll find it very hard to find any spin controls in apps on an OS X box. And that's because they really do encourage the use of menu buttons. So other things like that you just have to be aware of, you can see that the pinstripe top level, this functions perfectly. We have, you know, there's no haloing effect. This button is just as expected. The labels and all that kind of works. The themes, this is a slightly older variant of the theme. So that we need to do a little work to fix that part. That's the TTK notebook here. But the other pieces, the white that I choose up there, that's intentionally white because it's a, it's a palette area for this canvas for dragging and dropping of the widgets. It's a GUI builder. You can do all the other bits. You get the select color if I would dump a button or a label. Choose a different foreground. then I can, if I do the color palette, then, oh no, this is actually,
Windows.
That one is the, so that one is using the bwidgets one. I have to change that because there is, where do I have, you do have access to the actual Apple color palette here. The other one is actually still calling the bwidgets one because I'm calling the bwidgets dropdown and I have to fix that. There's a few of those little elements. I have a little hidden feature in bwidgets that if you say widget :: theme and then give it a boolean one, then it'll say, okay, I should be aware of using themed dialogues and various things like that. Anything else? Gerald?
Someone in the chat says, what is the status of TCL DevKit on macOS X, particularly in code obfuscator?
Well, see, if they were here, they could see that it actually is running. it is in development. As you saw, the debugger needs a complete UI overhaul. That is the last of the... that it's the last of the applications that requires it. And then we have some ideas on how to do the proper distribution, but one thing about OS X is that it's a completely new and different distribution model to anything, any other platform, and there's not a lot of great help on the best ways to build it, especially since the TDK with its sort of multi... it has about a dozen different applications in it. How you would actually integrate that into onto the Apple system, there's not a lot of other applications that show that. So we might have a launcher app that is more of a meta TDK app that would be your entrance into the other TDK applications, something like that. You want to only have the one item in the menu and things like that. So we have to solve those problems, and then we can release it. Yep.
But it'll still have command line functionality, right?
Yeah, all the command line functionality works just fine. That's the easy part.